Live, standing on the front lines of freedom in the middle of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show, God Bless America, for Monday, June 3rd, 2019, hour number three, and here are three big things you need to know. Number three, more and more Democrats turning their backs on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and she insults them when they do, from veterans to blue-collar workers to, well, politicians running for president on the Democratic ticket now. We'll get to that. Number two, Teddy Roosevelt standing proud from the great beyond as the Department of Justice turns its focus on the Amazon and Google to start a serious antitrust investigation. This should have all the major tech firms very concerned about their futures. Investors should be very concerned. And number one, Whitmer and Nessel. Are they at odds when it comes to Line 5 and the tunnel plan put forth by Enbridge? It seems the governor wants to work things out. It seems the attorney general not nearly as interested in finding a solution. Is there a jam at the top of the new administration already just a few weeks into the new Whitmer governor's job? That's the question today. That is the question. Enbridge. Enbridge came out at the end of last week and said, listen, we can finish this tunnel to house Line 5. Line 5 has been the focus of a lot of conversation back and forth. Environmentalists want it closed down altogether. Of course, people in the UP would freeze to death. But they want to close down altogether. So Enbridge, as you know, came out and said, listen, we'll give you $500 million. We'll spend $500 million. We will build a tunnel. We will put that tunnel 100 feet beneath the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac. And it can be a long-term permanent solution to transferring energy between Michigan's northern peninsula, the upper peninsula, and northern Michigan, and the southern lower. All right? So they said, we will do this. And in fact, when we do this, we will give you the tunnel when we're done. And furthermore, we will hire Michigan companies and Michigan employees to build this tunnel. Could take as long as 10 years. But on Thursday, they said, listen, we can have this done by 2024. Shaving years off the previous estimates. If you give us the green light, we will drop the hammer. We'll get it done. And we've heard from Democrats say on this program, man, if every company we dealt with that had environmental questions or we had concerns, if they came along and said, we'll build you infrastructure, we'll build you a solution, and we'll give it to you, it'd be the greatest thing ever. It would be the greatest thing ever, they say. Democrats have said this on this program. But not the Attorney General. Dana Nessel says, no, that's not really good enough. Because what happened is they shut it down, did the governor, did the Attorney General. Shut it down. The construction project, that is. Line 5 remains open. But the construction project said, no, that's not. It was done at the end of the Snyder administration. We don't think it's legal. But then the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, went and said, I can make a deal with Enbridge, start working with them again. And the attorney general said, it doesn't matter. If they don't get something done in a timely fashion by the end of June, I'm going to shut it down. I'll take Line 5 out of operation. So then you have to ask yourself, who's running things in Lansing? Is the governor in charge or is Dana Nessel in charge? Does the attorney general just say, you know what, we'll sue him. We'll shut him down. We'll find a legal standing. We'll get rid of it. I think this creates real problems going forward for this administration. If you have a conflict with your attorney general that early, that serious, you got more than 3.5 years to go in this term of this administration. If you have that kind of conflict, wow, that could be a real problem. We'll see where it plays out. Maybe Enbridge and the governor will work out a deal prior to the end of June, and it'll be a moot point. But the bigger takeaway is Dana Nessel flexing her political muscle. And that could have real ramifications down the road, no question. All right, moving on to the president has gone across the pond President Trump mixing high-level diplomacy with schoolyard taunts as he arrived early today at the Buckingham Palace as part of a packed overseas agenda that includes an audience with Queen Elizabeth. And then D-Day commemoration ceremonies, that of course being the 6th of June. At the Palace of London, the President and the First Lady were greeted by Prince Charles and his wife Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall, ahead of a private lunch with the Queen herself. Donald Trump could be seen chatting with members of the Guard as the rest of the American delegation from a terrace observed the elaborate arrival ceremony, complete with the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner. Juxtaposed against that scene, however, was an opening scrap between Donald Trump and London Mayor Sadiq Khan, who penned a critical column of the president he called a global threat. In the column titled, "It's Un-British to Roll Out the Red Carpet for Donald Trump," Khan listed Trump's most controversial policies and likened them to the actions of European dictators in the 30s and 40s. Of course, that's just ridiculous blather. Ridiculous, over-the-top blather. But you're used to that from the liberals. You're used to that from the media. I mean, clearly, this is the sort of diet we've been fed for some time now. You know what? In fact, let me give you this. Let me give you this just because it's kind of sporting sometimes to see just how out of touch people really are. And the brain trust at MSNBC has nailed down the upcoming election. And they say Donald Trump will lose. It's all done, except the crying, because the only people that support Donald Trump right now are white men. So says Joe Scarborough. You got to hear this. It's bite number one. Go.
I will say that I traveling and talking to people, I'm still surprised at how many people are just so mad at Washington and they don't care. And they plan on voting for him. Yeah. They don't care what he does. They just are mad at Washington. It's still there. Brett Stevens,
well,
thank you.
By the way, Mika, yeah. A lot of those people that still say that, they're white.
Mm-hmm.
They're white.
Oh.
They aren't black.
How dare they have an opinion?
Who saw Charlottesville, who saw the other things that Donald Trump has done, who called leaders of all black countries in the Caribbean and Africa, said they were asshole countries because they were not white countries.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're a woman, if you see one misogynistic statement and action after another, white males may still be saying that, but it is a shrinking electorate for Donald J. Trump.
You know, do you wonder what the color of the sky is in Joe Scarborough's world? Does he ever venture out to Michigan or Indiana or Ohio or Missouri or the Dakotas? Do you think he's even been to the Dakotas ever? Just makes a guy wonder, doesn't it? Makes a guy wonder. It is 14 after on a Monday. Good to have you here for the conversation. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.